know, we are already live and we're recording, so don't say anything. Don't say anything bad. But so I don't even have to mess around with the "we are back" because this has already gone live. But I did want to say to everybody, I think as you listen to this, it'll probably be tomorrow or the next day. So happy New Year's.
Hey.
We're mixing it up. Missy, everybody was like, hey, Missy just stood over there, stern face. No fucking response whatsoever.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
She's not happy about the 2020.
For those that don't
know. No, because there will be a bunch of 420 jokes.
Every day.
No.
Damn it.
Real fast, before we get going, let me at least tell everybody that doesn't have the luxury of watching the live feed that Cattywampus to my left would be my lovely wife, the Flop.
I think by the video, people could probably figure out who I am now.
I clearly said for people not watching.
I don't listen to you.
It's a problem. Directly across from me-ish would be No Gimmicks Needed, Jonathan Aloysius Bender.
Hello.
And then last but certainly the least in height would be the Silver Badger.
Yeah. These are some acquaintances I like to forget.
Yeah.
I wish I'd have known I didn't think we were going to videotape. I would have made sure my hair looked better.
You're such a narcissistic piece of crap.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking the same thing, but I'm a female.
Well, I really wanted to hit on what Missy just said a while ago. There's going to be a lot of 420 jokes this year because of the 2020, but what was the stat you told me earlier?
420, like April 20th, 2020, there will be 420s.
Yeah.
Neat.
Yeah. There's going to be a lot of people getting high that day.
Yeah.
Oh, the whole entire month, 420.
Are those people going to smoke extra weed because it's 420, or are they just going to
stick
to
the first and then
keep smoking?
Yeah.
Hey, Bob, let's smoke more weed. How can that be possible?
Every day in April.
Yeah. Or, you know, like a normal month.
Yeah. Is that any different than our normal days? No.
So this is something, a break from our tradition. We normally do this episode from Bender's house on New Year's. The only reason we mixed it up this year is I said twofold. One, there's a lot of kids now that are mobile and kind of, they don't necessarily interrupt as much as we get evil glances from your wife.
Yeah.
So I figured
my wife super. You know, she was annoyed that I was coming tonight.
Oh, really?
Oh, go on.
She's just always annoyed.
Hey, speaking of annoying, I'm just kidding. I just wanted to say, speaking of annoying, Shane Presley
just joined. He was going to say something about me.
No, Shane Presley just joined us.
Shane.
And on behalf of Matt F. Basler, I just wanted to say, speaking of annoying, we know Shane knows we love him.
Yeah.
So
wait, Shane, now are you wearing a tux for tonight's award, possibly? Yeah.
Trust me, there's going to be an actual award that will go to the winner when we announce it earlier. Matt has already weighed in earlier today. Yesterday, he put possible best guest of the year, and I said we'll find out tomorrow. So earlier today he goes, hey, it's tomorrow.
Did he really?
He did. So
he's waiting in angst.
So all of that said,
wait a second, he's waiting in angst.
I think he's anxious. Angst is like you're feeling.
He's so mad about waiting.
He's not a teenager.
Yeah, I guess that is true.
He's not a teenager here.
Whatever.
What was it?
Par for the course.
So I was editing the episode, and I snickered when I got to a certain spot, and I looked at Missy and I during the episode looked at each other. You said virile was what you, I think.
Virile
is what you did.
I said that?
Yeah.
Man. Under-enunciate, not over.
You put the emphasis on the wrong syllable.
Although sometimes I add letters to words sometimes.
You know, do.
It's fun stuff. Keeping on your toes.
So anyway, we are doing our year-end, but we're doing it a little bit different. Usually every year we come up with a list of all this. This year we're just going to give out our year-end awards, which I can either start with those or we can jump in. I told Missy
I have to leave in less than an hour. So.
Well, this was also going to be the Star Wars episode.
I don't care.
We have twofold of Star Wars things to talk about. One, of course, Rise of Skywalker. And two, since The Mandalorian has came to an end, we should talk about that.
Yeah.
There is no way around it. We're going to spoil things. At this point, you should have watched them. Because spoiler warnings abound. We're going to talk about the end of stuff.
If you haven't watched it and you're watching us right now, I really don't know what you're doing with your life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Technically, I haven't watched the last episode of Mandalorian, but you can spoil it. I'm going to watch it the moment I get home.
Tom and I had a brief back and forth about it a couple days ago. What we talk about is not going to really spoil anything for you, I don't think.
I'm not that worried about it.
But trust me, it's a great show.
Yeah.
There is a couple of things that
He dies at the end.
Yeah. The aliens win. Sorry, bro.
He took off his helmet, and it wasn't... It was an alien the whole time. It was a female the whole time.
I was going to say it was a female.
A black female.
Oh!
Everybody's upset
Black
now.
Asian female.
We've got some talk about that here in a little bit, too.
Black Asian female?
No, just minorities in Star Wars and about the flack on the new one. Real quick, though... gosh darn it, I don't even know what I was going to say. You threw me off with the black Asian minority or whatever we were talking about. Yeah. But
he's like, they've been looking at my porn searches.
Yeah. That was last conversation we had. But anyway, so I guess I was going to save the year-end awards till the very end.
We should probably do those first so she can leave.
Yeah, but I really wanted to make people listen to the entire episode.
Well, it depends.
We
how long are you going to talk about this shit?
Oh, probably a while. Star Wars, it's going to be a deep dive into Star Wars.
I don't even know
I say
why
we
I'm
do
here.
The awards.
I say we do the awards, too. That way Missy can go, like, I don't know.
All right.
Where do you have to go on a Monday night and
wash her hair or something?
Our daughter is playing.
She's at volleyball practice.
Oh, God, it's late.
I know.
All right.
It's not a normal practice.
So I'm going to run through them. Category starting at the top. So the biggest moment in pop culture, as voted on by the fans-ish.
And the nominees are?
The nominees are, well, here.
We should have Tom do the nominees. We should have planned this better.
I tried to print it. Unfortunately, when I go to print this, it becomes 99 pages. There's cool little graphs. They don't print the graphs. That's
what?
It's a bunch of bullshit. Yeah. So the camera's going to have to forgive me because I'm going to move over. So the actual nominees were Disney Plus arrives, The End of Tony Stark, Tekashi 6ix9ine rats on everybody, and Bran the Broken becomes king. I will say this. There was a vote for Tom showing up to participate in the podcast.
Sweet.
There was a write-in vote for Matt F. Basler's 20 Years of Smooth.
I wonder who did that.
Yeah. Well, there's also a write-in for Matt F. Basler.
Oh.
Wow,
so
weird.
It must have been Shane.
Well, there's also one that says Shane is better. And the actual winner of the whole thing was the end... game of Tony Stark. Tony Stark's death was voted by our fans the biggest moment in pop culture this past
year.
Did
you guys vote?
I didn't.
Yeah, I voted. You didn't vote on our own award show?
He's the worst.
So,
he's
really.
The worst person in the
even
world.
Even I voted.
Are we going to talk about it for a minute?
Yeah, do you want
to?
No, you can talk about it if you want to expound on it.
I would agree with that. I mean, it's 10, 11 years of movie.
It was certainly the biggest moment in the biggest, most anticipated film, non-Star Wars related to date.
Yeah, I think they're going to cheapen it a little bit, though, because I think he's going to, like, show up in cameos, and I'm not going to like that. I think I thought he was okay in Spider-Man. Did you watch the new Spider-Man?
Yeah, I watched it.
Okay, so, you know, there's a lot of references to him and stuff, and that makes sense, but if he keeps, like, popping up or becomes, like, an AI, that's really going to cheapen, like, the weight of his death, I think.
Wait, have you been reading comic books for like 25 years? Isn't that like what always happens?
Yeah, I know, but it's movies now.
Well,
so it's totally different.
Well, I will say what's different is if you're going to keep one actor, certainly there's not an ability to.
Sure.
At some point, it
and
runs
you
out.
You got to pass the torch. I'd like to see the torch. I think it'd be all right. Now I question myself. I think it'd be all right if he was an AI passing the torch on to like.
I don't
the
think you're
going
to pay Robert Downey Jr. that much money to have his voice only.
Yeah. But he's got that cool technology where he.
Now,
de-ages.
But let's go to this next category because this one was much closer than I thought. This was best film of 2019. The nominees were Avengers: Endgame, John Wick 3, Joker, Spider-Man: Far From Home, and we've got some funny right. So here's some write-ins. Matt F. Basler was wrote in.
Weird.
The Lion King. Someone wrote in. Shane is better. Rocket Man was on there, and
did you put that on?
It's the only movie I saw until like a day ago.
And there's something called Promare. I don't know what that is. I don't want to look it up just in case that's something
it's probably
bad. But the winner, and much closer than I expected, over Joker was Avengers: Endgame. So Marvel scoring twice on this.
Yeah. I haven't watched Joker yet, so I don't really have a.
Did anybody here see Rocket Man besides me?
No. I will watch it.
I'll watch it too when it comes out.
I don't get to go to the theater and see adult movies anymore.
Yeah, fair enough.
We are actually leaving when we come home and wake up on New Year's Day. We're going to rent Once Upon a Time in Hollywood so we can finally watch that. Our whole New Year's Day plan. That's it.
Yeah, that sounds like a good plan that I would never be able to pull off.
Yeah. Well, you have little kids.
Well, here's what you need to do. You got to get sick like I did on Sunday and watch four movies in one day.
And we're going to get into that as soon as we're done with the awards. We're going to find out. Next category, best TV series of 2019. The nominees were The Boys, Fleabag, Game of Thrones, Stranger Things, some write-in votes for Matt F. Basler.
Okay.
Yeah,
Watch What Happens Live. I vote for RPP, which those that don't know is Rock Paper Podcast, and then somebody wrote for Black Lightning, so leave it to the minorities getting representation.
There we go.
Was there even a season of Black Lightning this year?
I don't know. But the winner was Stranger Things. Stranger Things ran away with that category.
Really?
Basically.
It's like the real Oscars were nothing I voted for. I ended up winning.
Same.
You guys need to watch Fleabag.
I will.
That was my pick for best show of the last year.
That was mine too.
What was the breakdown though? I picked The Boys.
The Boys came in third. Oh, nope, tied for third. Tied for third so with Fleabag.
Oh, really?
No, we had over 50 votes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Per category?
Yeah, in general. So 2019's
us coming up.
Worst moment in pop culture. Here was the nominees, the entire final season of Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. Jussie, which I always thought his name was Justin until I did this and didn't realize his name was Jussie.
Yeah.
Jussie? What the hell kind of name is that?
It's like J-U-S?
S-S-I-E.
I thought it was Jesse. Like,
you fool.
Jesse and the Rippers.
Yeah.
Did you not ever read an article?
Not about him. No.
Not really.
So here we go. It was Smollett's not-so-brutal attack, Theo Epstein's suicide, and Thames clearly choosing Shane over Matt. Another tightly contested.
Close.
The write-ins were impeachment inquiry, still Rock Paper Podcast, and Matt F. Basler. The winner, and it was very close.
You wrote an impeachment, didn't you?
Was Smollett's not so brutal attack won, but it barely edged out Thames clearly choosing Shane over Matt, and followed third by the entire final season of Game of Thrones.
I really thought Game of Thrones would have won.
That's the thing I picked. I can't remember now.
Because I just didn't care enough about
that Smollett.
I like
that something local was second. Close second at that.
And then the final category, which I already cheated and checked it all out before we look.
Okay.
Was
the best?
Best guest of 2019 for the Pop Culture Bombcast. And it was the most contested category.
Was it Tom?
It had the most votes. So a lot of people voted twice and three times and four times. I could tell you. And three, rewind. Let me get back in the mix. Let's see what I did there.
I see.
So the nominees were Tom, as a joke, Matt F. Basler, Shane Presley, Jim Ousley and Ben Sawyer. And then you had the write-in. Surprisingly, even though Tom finished last.
Sorry, buddy.
But he got
a first in my book.
You got more than two or three votes. You got
hooray!
Yeah.
All the ones that you voted yourself.
I only voted one time.
Way
Thank you, people.
Closer than I expected it to be. Jim and Ben finished third, and I think any other year, any other circumstance, Jim and Ben would have won this. That was a great episode.
That was a great episode.
It was very fun. They were very. I like the guys a lot, but they finished third behind the winner, Matt F. Basler.
Oh.
And I don't want to really.
It's not really an upset.
I want Matt to know he won, but two, I don't want to reveal how close it was. Shane's people. Put it this way: there was a last minute surge to get Matt the award from someone.
Well, can you tell how many people voted at the same time?
I can tell by emails how many people voted. I can tell you there was a lot of emails, similar emails. And I said vote as often as you want, but Matt had a lot of same people voting over and over.
Change that for next year.
That was part of it. I wanted to see who would cheat.
Don't cheapen his win. A win is a
was
win,
was it like
y'all.
Matt F. Basler at Yahoo, Matt G. Basler at Yahoo, Matt H.?
Yeah.
Oh, so each email address could be different?
Yeah, and I did it. I did that. I voted four or five times just to vote. Yeah. You know? I saw some panicking that there was going to be a runaway. Trust me, up until like 6-7 days ago, this was a Shane Presley landslide.
Oh.
But Matt Basler surged late to take it over. So congratulations, Matt. Yay.
Clapping app.
I have it. I just
Don't.
Yeah,
the soundboard.
I can't plug everything in at once.
It's a fire hazard.
Yeah, I've got Christmas lights now. Look, the studio's it's fancy now.
We had to make cuts. Budgetary cuts.
So that was our year in review. I will say this. I think I mentioned this when I announced the awards, is that the episodes that I put on there, the four, those were the hands down top four downloaded episodes of the entire year.
Oh, good.
And it's weird. It's kind of weird how, yes, there's a bump. The most downloaded episode was Shane's episode. Every time Shane's on it, we get a
people
big bump.
People like that guy.
Our most downloaded episodes of all time are still comic book. The 1996 one was the big one.
People like me.
That's 100%. But it is weird, though, how like an episode will get, you know, 100 more downloads than another one. It doesn't matter. I mean, people just, I don't even really put a deep summary on there, but people just mostly go look at it, go, not my style, and just go to the next. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to put titties and beer on every description and see people just do it all the time.
Like, and then
occasionally throw in cock,
And we are going to, so we're going to finish with Star
Blue
Wars.
Penis.
But before we get to Star
Wars. Did you say it was the favorite episode of the year?
What's that?
Wasn't that one of the categories, favorite episode of the year?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, did I skip that one?
I think you did, sir.
It was Runaway. Shane Presley won it. Nice. Sorry, I apologize.
So it's a split.
So they split. Yeah, he got favorite episode, and Matt got best guest. So
cool.
You know, that's very diplomatic on our end.
It really is.
We're like Switzerland, but we don't just Matt. We don't aim to be. We're on your side.
Yeah. Whoa, speak for yourself here, man. I'm Team Shane, baby, all the way.
Oh, boy, there's dissension among
now
the ranks.
Now there's split amongst this group.
I'm still Switzerland here. I've yet to meet Matt.
This is how ugly this feud is.
I guess I have to go Shane, though, because like I don't know Matt, so I don't, you know.
That's why I'm going on Matt's episode without you guys, because he's not going to want people that are best friends with Shane over him.
Best friends.
Forever.
I want to build some heat.
Yeah, you do. You like that. But we were talking earlier before you guys got here. Tommy Tom, we'll start with him since he had a sick day Sunday.
So Saturday night, I had a couple buddies over to watch the college football playoffs.
I did not get invited.
Fortunately, no, I asked both of you what you were doing.
Hashtag Team Shane just popped up in our feed from Shane.
Nice.
But anyway,
you texted me. You asked me to go to the
the Garden Glow. You didn't ask me anything on Saturday.
Oh, well, good thing you didn't come over because I threw up and had to kick everybody out of the fourth quarter. Nice. Two people.
But you didn't ask us, though.
I thought you did.
You did not. Mm. Garden Glow, yes. Throwing up, no.
Yeah. Apologies.
Glad I didn't come, though.
Were you sick or just drank too much?
No, I was legit sick. So Teddy threw up on Friday. Kelly had stomach pains earlier in the day, and then she said she felt fine. And then, I got very ill. It's always a tough call when you're running to this toilet and can't decide if you want to kneel or sit first. Not fun times.
I feel like it's easier to clean up barf and shit. Yeah. So you always put your ass on the toilet.
Yeah,
good call. You know what? From now on, I'm going to go with that.
Mm.
So anyway, I watched four movies on Sunday when I was sick. It was delightful. First movie I watched, a recommendation from Bender from a long time ago in a galaxy far away. Snowpiercer. Good movie. Good recommendation, Bender.
I told you to watch that?
Yeah, on this very show.
Really?
You sure it wasn't me?
I'm pretty sure it was him, because I kind of hated Snowpiercer.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay. I specifically remember you talking about it.
I thought it was kind of overrated.
Well, he and I talked about it. I thought it was a very good movie. I enjoyed
it. Good.
I thought the reason it was overrated, it was the same reason that the things about it I don't like. I don't like the fact that we were told as Americans that it was edited for our understanding.
Yeah, that's annoying.
Which is all stupid. That's all bullshit. Dumb.
Also, when they crashed in the mountain, they were all just going to die. Like, it's a mountain. And there's, like, nothing around. They're all just going to die.
Well, we're under the impression that the snow was melting a lot quicker than you. I mean, come on.
It was the polar bear. I thought about it. It's like, geez, if the humans are going to survive, this 18-year-old girl's going to have to fuck this 5-year-old kid.
Creepy.
That's weird.
Is that still on Netflix?
But put a pin in that, because that actually happened in cinema already with Star Wars.
Yeah, no, that's fair, I guess. No, they weren't that. That wasn't that far of a gap.
It was in real life.
Oh, was she 13 years older than Hayden Christensen?
No.
Oh, Jake Lloyd.
Yeah, so that was
more than 13
the
years.
Worst casting of all time.
That does not line up.
No. Yeah, then he grew up to be Hayden Christensen, proving that from bad casting comes even worse casting.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Anyway, what's kind of interesting now is we've got the Golden Globes coming up here soon, the Oscars soon to follow. And a lot of Golden Globe nominees are movies on Netflix now.
Yeah.
So, big time, yeah. Yes. They led the charge this year, did they not?
I believe so, yeah.
And then HBO, I think, was not far behind.
I don't know if HBO had any movies, like straight movies.
Oh, straight movies, no movies, yeah.
So the first movie I watched, The Two Popes, starring Anthony Hopkins and Jonathan Pryce. Jonathan Pryce playing Pope Francis, Anthony Hopkins playing Pope Benedict. Do not have to be Catholic to appreciate or enjoy the movie.
Because I'm not.
Yeah.
I mean, I am, but not really.
It's kind of like a buddy. It turns into kind of a buddy comedy by the end of it. But it's interesting.
Antics to be had.
It's a turn I didn't expect.
I mean, it's actually, it's just very, very sweet because, you know, they came from two sides, different sides of the Catholic Church, and they did not like each other at first. And then they spend time with each other and kind of get to appreciate each other's views of what Catholicism is.
Hmm.
And you learn a little bit about their backstory. I didn't know that Pope Francis was...
Francis.
The Argentinians had a civil war in the 70s, and he kind of turned his back on some people that ended up getting executed, and he has remorse for it. Anyway, great movie. You'll cry, you'll laugh. 4 out of 5 stars from this guy right here.
Everybody everybody on camera just witnessed Missy's strength.
We get that heady topper.
The second movie I saw, 5 out of 5 stars, Marriage Story.
Yeah,
Jesus Christ! That movie will wreck the shit out of you if you are married.
With
Adam Driver and Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah,
if you are married and you have children, you will. Oh, brutal! Very realistic. Great acting, great dialogue. I'm convinced now that Adam Driver saved the sequels. Spoiler alert to future conversations. The sequels. He's a fantastic actor. ScarJo does a great job as well.
We talked about it. I told him earlier. I said the only reason I enjoyed Girls for as long as we did was Adam Driver. He's so great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought...
he does, like, anger better than anybody.
What is the movie...
Do you think he's crazy like that in real life?
He was a Marine, so probably yes.
Well, did you not see him talk about his walk out on that interview recently? Yeah. He walks out on interviews when people try to play... He doesn't, like, watch his own movies.
Yeah, he's like...
And he doesn't... he doesn't like his playback, so they played a clip from a movie, and he just walked out of the interview.
He does
And never came back?
No, never came back. He's eccentric, but seems like a cool dude.
Yeah.
What was that movie that he did with Channing Tatum? And
we just watched that recently.
Lucky something.
Yeah.
Where he plays like a
Lucky Logan.
Yeah,
Logan.
It was great.
Yeah.
He did a great job with that.
Yeah.
They might ever see Silence.
No, but I want to.
Yeah, I do too.
Because it was like critically acclaimed, but made like zero money.
Yeah.
But it's also got Andrew Garfield, who I think is a better actor than people give him credit for.
Yeah,
Liam Neeson. Who?
And Liam Neeson.
Is he in that too?
The whole plot is Liam Neeson is a Jesuit who goes over to Japan to missionary, mm-hmm. and nobody hears from him for a long time. And so Adam Driver and Andrew Garfield.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I heard.
Man, you watch some like heavy movies.
Let's get
So something not so heavy. The final one I watched. Dolomite Is My Name. Eddie Murphy is fucking back. Hilarious movie. Yeah.
Have you watched it?
I know, but I want to.
It was really good. Solid. Great cast.
I watched most of the SNL that he was on. I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah.
I thought it was okay. I don't know that it was... I told him I thought Chance the Rapper and the comedian Mulaney, I thought they were better. Yeah. But I thought it was pretty good.
I thought it was a good time. Yeah. I thought bringing back his old characters was a lot of fun.
Oh, that is awesome.
The movie was funny.
It was Gumby, damn it.
Eddie Murphy has got... just this genuine smile. Like when he has that big smile, you can't help just smile.
Well, he laughs at his own shit. I mean, he was the first guy to really do that and stuff. But it's okay because his laugh was so distinctive that you were hooked.
Well, but is that his real laugh?
I think it is.
I think so. Yeah, it is. Well, I mean, unless he was playing it up for that Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, but he has that laugh with Seinfeld too.
Yeah. You
know, just chit-chatting and bullshit. That's a great episode.
It didn't seem so like big in that episode with Seinfeld that he has in his movies.
Yeah, he's got scene, and like now I'm thinking about it, you know, like it is when he's cheesing it out or like hamming it up for the camera, but he's still playing it and he's still doing his thing. I'm glad he's back.
I don't know if we've ever talked about this on the show, but I mean, you know, Fran Drescher, one of the, for a while, the famous voice when throughout the late 80s, early 90s, from her TV show and stuff.
Sure.
She made her living being the hot chick in movies like Dr. Detroit and stuff. Did not have the Fran Drescher voice or laugh.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that wasn't constructed. That was all put together.
Larry the Cable Guy doesn't really sound like he.
Yeah. Oh,
like,
yeah.
Janice
like
from
trash.
Friends doesn't sound like that either.
Larry the Cable Guy failed as a comedian and invented Larry the Cable Guy in order to get famous.
So, and it's actually funny that Dolomite is a character based off Rudy Ray Moore, who was a struggling, trying to do everything to make it in Hollywood.
He was a variety guy, a stand-up guy, a musician. He tried everything.
And then he created basically this Dolomite character.
The most blaxploitated character in the history of film.
Oh, man, it's good. Lots of good cameos. If there's anybody,
somebody told me, was it Wesley Snipes? Is great in it.
Yeah. Hilarious in it.
That's good.
Yeah. No, he's maybe besides Eddie Murphy, by far the funniest person in there. And gosh, who's the taller guy of the Key and Pell or Key and Peele?
Jordan Key.
Keegan Michael Key.
He kind of plays a straight guy in it, and he's pretty funny.
Jordan Peele gets all the acclaim, as well he should, because he's amazing.
Yes.
A director. He's good in what he's in, but Key is in more movies.
Yeah.
And he, I mean, I got to tell you what, there's what's that one James Franco movie with Bryan Cranston that we like?
It's a Christmas movie.
Yeah. Why him?
Michael Key in that. Cracks me up in every scene he's in that.
And then that show that also on Netflix, which I didn't watch the second season, but it's Friends from College.
We watched that.
Not the second season. See, I thought the first season ended so well that they should have just left
that's
it alone.
Where
and
I'm,
I really
like,
didn't want to watch the second season. Same. Maybe it's good. But I thought he played like a really deep and like troubled character, and I thought he did a good job of being equal parts funny and equal parts like just not that good of a person, trying.
He
just did it. He really nailed the character.
Well, you know what? Those shows, what makes them, I applaud their effort. They try to be really like they really want to portray what real people are like. But the problem I have with shows like that is they go so over the top to make people flawed.
Yeah,
it's not real.
Yeah,
like yes, that I'm like for instance. That's Friends from College.
Yeah.
And every one of them have something dark going on. Yeah. That's not real life.
Maybe somebody all has something dark going on at some point in their life, but not all at the exact same fucking time.
So well, I would tie that back to like why I love Marriage Story and give it a 5 out of 5 is Scarlett Johansson and Adam Driver's characters are both you want them. They're good people.
Yeah.
They've made some mistakes.
Is
but
it
not,
like a better version of The Breakup? Because in The Breakup, they really wanted you to pick sides, but you really couldn't.
No, it's if you don't like shed tears in that movie,
you're
like,
not. You have no soul.
Horrible. It's like these people they're good people. They have their own motivations. Sometimes people fall out of love, but then they want both custody of their kid. And at first, they don't want to like fuck each other over, but then lawyers get involved, and you just
so back to Dolemite. How many out of 5?
Dolemite, I give 4 out of 5.
That's a good.
It's a really good movie.
There was a good run of movies that day for you.
Well, here's the thing. You guys have a little bit more free time. Bender and I have small children. I research shit before I watch it now because I don't have time to sit through a fucking stinker.
How much time do you spend researching?
15, 20 minutes. There's critics and people I trust that if they like it, I know I'll probably like it. And
well.
I mean, these were all nominated for Golden Globe, Missy, so I'm like, all right, they can't suck that bad.
Yeah, Missy. Yeah. I know he did. I know it didn't mean it to be aggressive, but it was really aggressive.
I felt attacked.
Missy, the fucking Golden Globe. Why are you getting up in my shit?
Why do you hate the Golden Globe, Missy? Why do you hate Oscar Jr.?
I hate every award show. I think they're stupid.
How about this? Before, I want to talk about something that Missy and I watched. We ran the 3-episode shotgun of it yesterday or the day before.
Yeah, but can I bring something up before I have to leave?
Yeah,
real quick, though. Try this beer.
This is why I wanted to bring that to you too, because this show you watched with me, so I wanted to hear your.
Well, we'll try this.
This is Heady Topper that Bender gets from a friend who's a pilot, and it's a good.
No, actually, I get this from my brother-in-law's girlfriend now, who moved to Maryland.
Oh, okay, even better. Oh, all the way across.
Oh, thanks, bud.
This is my last can for my Christmas.
Hey, how many people are watching right now? Two.
No, just one now.
All right, hey, one person.
We've had as many as 5. Now we're back down to 1.
I'm bored them to death.
So. This Heady Topper is one of the best rated beers. This is not the best year it's ever had.
No.
We had it about 5 years ago, it was unbelievable.
Yeah. And
we weren't drunk yet.
I was having this conversation with my brother-in-law because I got this.
Yeah, it's just okay.
And
I like it.
Should I let Missy go?
Go ahead.
Okay. Finish this since we drank it.
So we had a conversation, and my brother-in-law was like, I don't think it's that great. It's just okay. And I was like, man, I think these guys were like one of the first ones to kind of do that like hazier or heavier IPAs. Like the East Coast stuff.
They led the charge. Alchemy.
And similar to like...
Or The Alchemist.
Yeah, similar to Bell's...
Too Hard to Deal.
No, the other one, the Hop...
Oh, no.
Hop Slam. Bell's Hop Slam. Yeah. Like they were, you know, it's rare, it's limited, it's hard to get. And all these other breweries were like, all right, we can do this or make it at least close to as good. And there's just so much stuff out there now that is on par or if not better that...
Well, I think you
nailed
it.
The novelty goes away.
I think you nailed it. The novelty goes away because a lot of people are making as good a beer.
Yeah.
And people are now, because that everyone makes it.
Yeah.
The reason Hetty Topper and Hopslam were so valuable is because they were so limited. Yeah. They didn't make much.
Bender, what did you get this?
Vermont. Sorry.
You get this a 5 out of 5 on...
No, that could be an old rating. Look
That's
at
an
it.
Old rating.
Yeah, there, when we originally
really?
Had
I think
it.
I kept it I think I kept it as a 5 out of 5 because I still really enjoyed it.
It's good.
But
I want to hear what Missy brought to the table, because... And then I want to talk about something we watched together.
I have two things. The video shows that our Christmas lights go away and come back. That's not
they certainly
what happens,
don't.
First of all. They stay
Check
lit.
Check that out.
That's
that
so
is
fucking
weird. You guys got a ghost.
Yeah, that is a clearly
I was
a
like,
ghost.
What? That's why I kept looking back at the lights. I'm like, what is going on?
Is it like an LED thing?
If it taught us anything, do not look at the lights.
Yeah. And two, it's
Spoiler
just a quick
alert.
Yeah, just a quick question. I got this right before this podcast started. What do you think the number one release on Netflix was for 2019?
Oh boy. My knee jerk would be Stranger Things.
Okay.
Six Underground.
I'm going to say, but okay. I enjoyed it.
I haven't watched it yet. I watched the first 5 minutes.
I'm going to stay with Stranger Things.
Tom?
I'm going to go quarter in on The Witcher.
The Witcher,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, none of you are right.
What is it?
It was Murder Mystery with Jennifer
that?
Aniston.
Oh, that's right. They did say...
Oh, with Adam Sandler?
They did say that if it would have went to the theater, it would have been the highest grossing film of the year, is what they
no
said.
Way.
No
yeah.
way.
Get
if
the
it went
fuck
to the theater,
here.
That's how many people watched it on demand.
Yeah, but that's
yeah, but
because
they also
people don't
have
to leave their fucking
that's
living
what
room.
I
yeah.
said. If that many views went into the theater, it would have been the high... I'm not saying it... They're just saying so many people watched it.
If you translate
it. If you translated it into a theater...
Did you watch it?
Yeah, we watched it.
Did you watch it?
No, was it good?
It's entertaining.
It's entertaining, yeah.
It was a good time. I think them two together do a good job.
It's not the worst movie he has on Netflix.
No.
From his Netflix contract.
It's not the worst movie that the two of them have made together.
Even the one that where he goes back to like his high school reunion or like where he's a hitman.
I love those
I thought
movies.
That was a pretty good one.
Which
like,
one?
What, is it Gross Point Blank or something like that?
No, yeah, it's like Adam Sandler's like a... like. He pretends to be a hitman.
Oh, that's right.
No, I thought you were talking about
okay.
Grown Ups.
No,
I love
Grown
Ups
is fucking awful.
No,
I like the first one.
I think
I hated
the first one's
both
funny.
Terrible.
Hmm.
Just awful.
I'm not saying they're not terrible, but I enjoyed watching the first one.
Nope.
I still
them.
Did. You can't say no. Yeah. I still did.
It's an opinion.
Like, I mean, my opinion is that your opinion is wrong.
We also watched, and we watched all of them. I saw this pop
Shotgun
up on our
it,
feed.
Which is not common for Jeremy.
Yeah, but it was only 3 hours. But I had saw it pop up on our feed. Watched the trailer, then I listened to another podcast with Brendan Schaub.
So he had all the answers going into it, which was unfair.
Talking about it, and that's Don't Fuck with Cats. That's a new documentary on Netflix, and
you
it's about
will hate it.
Yeah,
is it about cats?
No, yes, it's about a guy that got some viral fame for murdering cats on the internet.
That's why you will hate
Jesus.
It.
And
oh,
it's a bunch of people that tried to track him down. Well, he like. Most things, he goes from cats to murdering another person and filmed it with a
this
lot of
is
stuff.
Not for me.
And then chopped him up and then mailed him to the police departments in Canada and stuff. And then he went on the run and with the police and these people tracked him down and caught him.
Well, that's good.
Well, that's cool.
And spoiler alert, I'm going to go ahead and spoil this. When they caught him, because you can read it, they caught him in an internet cafe in Germany Googling himself.
No. Huh.
He had some problems.
He had demons, for sure, and I'm pretty sure it started with his mother.
Was he a wrestler?
That's an indie joke about every time a wrestler dies, they say, well, he had demons. That means he was on a lot of drugs.
Yeah.
The reason you would hate it, Bender, is they don't show the full-on videos, but they show just enough to skeeve you out. I had... my hood, like my shirt up over my face, a blanket over, and my ears. I was like, I can't even listen to it.
From time to time, the internet does a good thing, and you know how
shuts it down.
How kitten videos are so popular.
Yeah.
Well, the internet universally hated this guy.
Yeah.
And so they went after him. And
I mean, those are crimes.
It was two people in particular that really led the charge. Yeah. And, I mean, they took steals of the video. They forced themselves to watch these videos over and over.
What's
Rule 43 or whatever?
Jeez. No, Rule 43 is anything that happened.
Rule 43 is the shoulder.
They said the number one rule in the internet is don't fuck with cats.
But it's a number. It's like
number
rule zero or something.
Yeah, that's what they
like
said. Rule zero
I think
don't
Rule
fuck with
43
cats.
Or 39 or whatever you're
anything
talking about.
That you could think about is porn.
Is on the internet and it's porn or something like that.
Well, like there's like whole people for like Facebook and Twitter that their whole job is to like monitor stuff that gets uploaded and then take it off. And those people like forget, like they only get like 30-minute breaks a day where they just go and cry in a corner, but they watch like the worst of the worst. From
well,
like,
this guy got away with it. I mean, they were going viral, and
that Pakistan murder in New Zealand, wasn't that on Facebook first?
Yeah, and people have to watch that from like pedophilia all the way up to like animals being murdered, and that's like
once you see what's happening, can't you just remove it? You don't have to watch.
Yeah, they
movie
take it down. No, they
video
take it down, but then they move on to the next thing that's been flagged, and then they have to watch that. So your
but
whole day,
yeah,
you probably have to watch the whole thing.
No, but you still have to watch thing after thing that is terrible all
that's
day
like,
long. That's your job.
That's like back when I closed the comic book store. There was a job at the hospital that Rachel let me know about to apply for because it would be a good paying job.
It was in the morgue.
It was a porter in the morgue, and Rachel told me, now it's going to pay good, but it's very depressing because you're transporting bodies, which a lot of time were kids at Mercy.
Yeah.
And she was like, I don't know if you could take it. I went ahead and applied.
Yeah.
And then I was glad they didn't call because, like, that would – I mean, I think I'm a strong guy, but kids' bodies over and over.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I would have been able to have you come home.
You got stinking like
then you'd smell
child
like
death.
Yeah. I guess they don't smell like an embalming fluid.
Child death
point
will not be the name of this episode.
Please download it.
We'll get more downloads.
So out of five, before I talk about your rating, I want to say the one thing I hated about this.
The cat murder?
I don't watch a lot of these documentaries. I usually watch them in background. As she's watching them, I'm doing something
else.
My
Netflix is fucked up because
I
watched
this Netflix
shit
is the worst recommendations of all time.
No,
but
she's on an FBI watch list.
Probably.
But this one, it kept my attention because it was such a bizarre story. It was a guy that tried to try out for modeling reality shows.
And acting.
And he made up all these lies about himself. Just a weird dude. Narcissistic.
Yeah, I was going to say, sounds like a narcissist.
But all the signs were there, and these people tried telling the cops months and months before it happened, like, this guy's gonna kill somebody, but they were just blowing it off because it's an internet thing. But here's the thing, they brought up a good point. Like, did he go further and further because he was getting so much hate and backlash to make it more and more famous? This is what she tried to make. She was like, are we responsible for him doing what he did because we gave him so much attention, or was he always going to be this? And then she turns and looks in the camera and she goes, and are you at fault? Are you part of the problem? And I look at Missy and go, no, I'm not, because this fucker did it back in 2012 and I'm watching it in 2019.
Yeah, that's
maybe
cheap.
Maybe you're
the fault.
Yeah.
Because you made a fucking documentary on it.
Yeah, just, and that's what she means. You're watching this documentary. I'm like, well, first off, I just sat and watched you talk on this goddamn thing for 3 hours. But out of five, how many out of five did you give it, Melissa Jane?
It was good. It probably was up there with one of my favorites, like documentary-wise. So probably like a 4.
I'm going to give it a 3.5. And that's, you know, some of these things I don't like jump into. I did jump into that one, Making a Murder or whatever it was.
No, I watched all eight of those in a working day because I was legit sick.
Yeah. I mean, if you can get past the videos, it's really amazing how these people tracked him down and found him.
Well, that's good.
I mean,
that is good. It's like they tracked down that guy who smacked that reporter's ass.
Oh, well, that was easy. That guy had a number.
I know, it was pretty good, registration.
They're
like, we don't know who this guy is. And the internet was like, well, we got it. It's fine.
Yeah.
Well, these people, they went so far as to like look at the plugins on the wall and door handles.
Yeah.
They're like, okay, so these kind of things happen in this type.
I'm glad there's so many losers of a lot of
and
time
this
on
dude,
their hands.
And this dude also was such a fan of
amateur
movies.
Amateur detectives.
Like, he was obsessed with movies. Especially Basic Instinct. And, I gotta tell you what. The last thing he was dumb. Because he, 2 years prior, started giving himself an alibi. And so, like, he was, and when, so when they convicted him, they're like, make no mistake, this is a premeditated, calculated murderer. And they're like, no, he's a victim of circumstance. No, he laid the groundwork with a psychiatrist and a lawyer years before, creating this person named Manny Lopez, mm-hmm. who was going to, who's the person.
Well, that sounds racist.
Was make it, forcing him to do it. Well, it turns out Manny was one of his aliases from. Was from Basic Instinct, and which was his favorite movie, and that name was Sharon Stone's character's ex-husband. But he started all that. Like,
well, too bad he didn't hang around and be a good boy, because you could have met Sharon Stone on Bumble.
Yeah, she's on there.
Yeah, you tweeted that today.
I did.
Didn't they kick her off for being too?
They kicked her off because they didn't think it was her. Yeah. They thought she was faking.
I gotta tell you what.
Back in the day, Sharon Stone smoking hot.
Absolutely, 100%.
Yeah,
I mean, based on the picture that I saw, I don't know how recent that picture was. I mean, her haircut's kind of weird, but she doesn't look bad now.
You know who still looks pretty damn good? I think she's been pretty in everything, but I think in
Kate Beckinsale. I'm just gonna keep naming
if,
names.
In that movie with Seth Rogen, Charlize Theron, smoking hot.
Yeah,
she's single too.
I know. She says guys don't ask her out.
Yeah. She is naughty and raunchy too.
If I wasn't
hilarious.
Married, I'd ask her out. I'd take my shot.
Might as well.
Shoot your shot,
that?
Kid.
Absolutely.
There was that New York Ranger that I don't think it worked out and got a date, but he just kept like atting Anna Kendrick online.
Shooting the shot, man.
And then other people kept being like, hey, thanks, whatever the hockey player's name was, for saving those kittens from that fire. And it like just went on and on.
To get his
yeah, it was pretty good. It was fun.
Is she married?
I have no idea.
Anna Kendrick? No, I don't think so.
By the way, another naughty girl, some party videos and pictures have been posted of her, like, partying it up.
Who?
Anna Kendrick.
Oh, well, really? Why not?
You like the party?
Yeah.
That's cool.
You like the party? By the way, you mentioned Jennifer Aniston. Still a very attractive woman.
Absolutely.
But it's starting to catch up. When you get close-up
like
pictures
50s,
and stuff,
right?
Starting to catch up.
She's like 54, probably.
She's doing pretty good.
That's pretty good.
It's better than Courtney Cox.
I mean, that's plastic
surgery
face, gone wrong.
Yeah, she had some shitty work.
Speaking of, did you guys know there was a fourth Scream?
Yeah, we watched it recently.
Yep.
Is it worth watching?
I fell asleep.
3 and 4 are not worth watching.
No, yeah.
I mean, I remember 2 and 3 being, eh.
Oh, 4 is super, eh.
Oh, okay. Because the new one's coming out, like, next year. But Wes Craven's dead, isn't he?
What? Yeah, but I don't know that
why
the new
the
one could be a reboot. Who knows?
Is it a, yeah.
No,
why
I think it's
hell?
A continuation. They're going to bring the old
cast. Oh, it is.
Back.
They are bringing back the original cast.
It's like The Grudge. I just asked why The Grudge was being redone again. Like,
that looks pretty good.
That movie is not that old. Why
with
is
John
it?
Chow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that his name? That's his name, right?
No, I don't know.
We just watched a movie with him where he was never on. He was on camera the whole entire time.
Yeah, the video.
Yeah, where he's
tracking his
daughter down. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we talked about it on here.
I watched most of Detective Pikachu last night.
Yeah, it debuted on HBO last night. Yeah.
I wanted to like it. I just don't. It's that. It's like the other kid. Like Ryan Reynolds' charm doesn't work as well when he's not on camera.
When he's a yellow electrical thingy.
And it's like that other kid in the movie is just boring. It's just I
finally watched Hellboy.
Oh, did you? Well, I haven't watched it. I thought we were going to watch it together. Thanks.
Yeah, well, it was on one morning, and is it as bad as everyone thought? I said, no. Is it great? No. And I think one of the major reasons it's not great is David Harbour sucks in it.
Yeah.
He sucks.
So they have let, let Guillermo del Toro do his third one?
Yes, and they should have kept Ron Perlman, because Ron Perlman played him. Even with the slapstick and even with his humor, he played it serious, where David Harbour looks... It just doesn't
weird.
Work.
No, he looked like a weird Hellboy.
Well, and I don't mean his face. I just mean his mannerisms, and when he's, like, fighting and stuff, it just doesn't... It's not the same.
Yeah, Ron Perlman does, like... He's just kind of over the top and goofy anyways.
That's the thing, too. We all nailed it in the trailer. Ron Perlman's suit was much more superior than David Harbour. So. She watched it a little bit while I was watching
Barely.
It.
Barely.
I think Ron Perlman should be in Star Wars, like, in, like, The Mandalorian. Like, he's got a face for, like... Some sort of weird alien.
Yeah,
thing.
He's been.
No, that's a play where I've seen the guy's ugly as fuck.
He looks like a fucking pit bull.
He's a character. He looks like a character.
He looks like a pit bull.
I did watch Shazam finally. It was entertaining. Very
it's
entertaining.
Good. I mean, it's a great kids' movie.
I didn't. When I was talking about the whole Captain Marvel family, when I did not, you know, you did not let it slip that that's how it ends with the entire Captain Marvel family. A little too much to me, but still good.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It was a kids' movie. Like. It definitely rings true for like
that. She kind of watched that with
Zachary
me.
Levy, I would let that guy date anybody. He just seems like a delight.
Oh, he's he does.
He's
a good Twitter follow, too.
Well, Zachary Levi, it's weird that, what's his name? Jim Halpern. What's his name in real life?
Jim Halpern. Well, we know who you're talking
about. John Krasinski.
John Krasinski. It's weird that both of those guys exist in the same universe. Because essentially,
I want to see them in the same movie.
Yeah, they're.
I want to see them in Face Off 2. Oh,
I just thought that. Weird. They have to do it now.
That's maybe one of the best lines that has ever happened in our show's history.
Oh, they should do a Face Off, and you said it for me. You son of
because
a bitch.
Aren't I mean they feel the same role.
Yeah,
they do,
and they're both the same goofy handsome. I mean, they're
goofy handsome.
Yeah,
but I think John Krasinski. And I'm not saying Zachary Levi can't. He just hasn't had that
chance to play a serious role.
He also didn't jump behind the camera speaking
which,
of.
I mean, The Quiet Place is, it's a good movie.
I enjoyed it.
There's not a lot to
Trailer looks pretty good for the second one.
Is that a trailer or is it a teaser?
It's a teaser, but it's enough to grab my attention.
Yeah, and his wife's
it's a well-cut
amazing,
teaser.
Really beautiful.
Yeah, she's a pretty woman, too. Yeah, I dug it.
Yeah.
Do we have anything else before we release Missy to the Hounds and watch and talk about Star Wars?
I don't think so.
I do want to bring up one more thing.
Oh, boy.
That Bender liked. I don't think you two did. So, but I want to read this
news article.
Oh, it's from 2016. Did you dig into that, though?
I did not.
It's 2016, so I was like...
Is this kind of ruined? Should I not read it?
No, you should read it because it's funny.
It's not going to ruin anything.
This is the funniest news story I've ever read.
Oh, I did see the title.
It's fucking funny.
Florida couple arrested for selling tickets to heaven. A couple in Florida, Tito and Amanda Watts, were arrested a few days ago for selling a golden ticket to heaven to hundreds of people. They sold the tickets on the street for $99.99 per ticket, told buyers the tickets were made from solid gold, and that each ticket reserved the buyer a spot in heaven. Simply presents
the
ticket.
This is not unlike what the Catholic Church did in the way back, right?
This is very true.
They just did it in the day of the internet.
Yeah.
Tito Watts said in his police statement, "I do not care what the police say. The tickets are solid gold. And it was Jesus who gave them to me behind the KFC and told me to sell them so I could get me some money to go to outer space. I met an alien named Stevie who said if I got the cash together, he would take me and my wife on his flying saucer to his planet that is made entirely of drugs. You should arrest Jesus because he is the one that gave me the golden tickets. I am willing to wear a wire to set Jesus up."
I wish the cops would have done it.
In her police statement, Amanda Watts said, "We just wanted to leave Earth and go to space and do drugs. I did not do anything. Tito sold the golden tickets to heaven. I just watched."
Wait, is this Catholicism or Scientology?
I have no idea.
No, it's Floridian.
Yeah.
Police said they confiscated over $10,000 in cash, drug paraphernalia, and a baby alligator.
So they sold some.
They sold a lot. And the only reason that they got in trouble, because I dug into this, is because they said they were solid gold and they were actually plywood spray painted gold. Had they said this is just a golden ticket, not solid gold ticket, they would have not gotten in trouble.
So just a solid gold plywood would have helped them.
Yeah, even that.
Did they just go to a retirement community and then...
I have no idea.
Find people near death that were desperate?
They probably found another method. So rule zero, we already talked about of the internet's don't fuck with cats. Rule one is 90% of the world's weird shit comes from Japan. Florida. And number two is the remaining 10% is Florida.
Yeah, that's probably true.
For sure. Yeah. Florida's a good time.
Yeah, so we spiked up to 11 for a brief period there.
What?
Bender's,
is my hair still looking good?
No. Nope.
Bender's cousin, also known as your boyfriend,
your bestie.
Was on. Yeah.
Oh, was he? I didn't see.
I don't know if he still is, but
apparently he's bringing steak and lobster tomorrow.
Yeah, I thought that was a joke, but I'm all in.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not buying it.
Yeah, he said steak and lobster. I was like, fucking overachiever in your first New Year's.
You're setting a precedent, man.
It's going downhill from here.
I brought frozen meatballs.
And they're going to be great meatballs. Yeah.
Next time, Jason and Kelly will just bring White Castle.
Yeah. And that's fine.
I will not eat those. I will shit all day.
My brother-in-law was in town with his girlfriend, and she's never had it. And he's like, we're going to White Castles.
I had a little bit of, speaking of shitting, I had a little bit of bad gas. Was it today or yesterday?
It was today.
And Missy, did
it
maintain? Missy got embarrassed at me in Target.
He blew you up. We were checking out, and the line blew up. And the girls and I took off, and he goes, I don't know why you guys are running. I'm like, because you killed the people in the store, and that was embarrassing.
I did feel bad. I couldn't hold it anymore, though. And when I got home, I took a massive shit. So clearly there was stuff going. Here's the problem. We've been drinking a lot every day of this holiday.
It happens every year,
Every day. Well, not as much as we have this
year. Well, you're off.
I mean, I'm on vacation, so I've been going whole hog. I mean, it's a party over here. I told myself I wasn't going to drink tonight, and then I went and watched my my daughter had a soccer game, and whole way there, I was like, I'm not drinking tonight. And I get there, and Hayden asked me. She goes, "What are we doing after this?" I said, "We're going to go home and eat, and then we're going to do the podcast." And right then, I was like, well, I guess I'm having a beer if it's offered to me. Because I'm going to do the podcast.
So who offered you a
drink? Todd gave me one of those Miller Ultras, so it's not like I drink.
Yeah, that's
I don't know, Margo.
We watch that. We watch that. Great. That's one of the few we watch every year. Oh, by the way, I tweeted this out. Claws on Netflix a modern classic.
I want to actually check it out.
The cartoon?
It's unbelievable.
It's so good, right?
Yeah. It looks amazing. It's hand-drawn.
Yeah.
And the story's amazing.
J.K. Simmons is great.
Is he Santa?
Yep.
Damn it.
He's Santa.
I can't watch a Christmas movie now.
And Jason Schwartzman is the main character in it. Mm-hmm. It's awesome.
It's very fun. Yeah. And
is it better than The Christmas Chronicles of Kurt Russell?
I love that. I can't wait till next year.
I've watched that one.
We talked about it
2 years
ago when it came out.
I've always, every time I come home, the kids would be watching it. So I've watched the whole movie, just not in one sitting.
Huh.
You know,
it's worth it. That was a good movie.
I enjoyed it.
And as a Bruce Springsteen fan, he really found it
great.
I did see that.
A little soon.
All right. We've been pussyfooting around about this long enough. It's time to talk Star Wars.
All right. All right. Bye, people.
Peace out, Missy.
See y'all. Hey,
Happy New Year. Missy, I'll see you tomorrow. I don't know how you guys want to start, whether you want to start with The Mandalorian or you start with Ride into Rise of Star
Wars. We should start with Rise of Skywalker.
So Bender and I gave our ratings, which was, I believe, both of us gave it a 3 out of 5.
I think I was a little higher. But
you maybe 3.5?
3.5, I think.
I did like it better than Last Jedi. I think you nailed it. I think this is where you're going in your post. I think it was as good a possible movie as it could be while completely disregarding the last movie. You said it was shit on its predecessor or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, look, you and I are clearly in the not a fan of Last Jedi camp. Bender is.
Yeah.
It is inexcusable to have three movies and have no fucking idea how you're going to get to the entire thing mapped out. It's embarrassing.
It is, especially coming from a studio. I agree with you there. Especially coming from a studio who just did how many movies are in the Marvel thing? The universe? And they tied them all together.
Shit ton.
You know, it's 23 movies.
And there were some side missteps here and there on those, but people forgave them because they were so small.
Yeah.
Star Wars tends to misstep big.
But I mean, going back to the original trilogy, you had Luke and Leia kind of make out in the first one, and then their brother and sister like a movie later.
Yeah, I wouldn't say make out. She kissed him. Kiss on lips for good luck.
Yeah. Either way, I don't think that was. I think that they were like brother and sister didn't come till
clearly he didn't know
writing later.
Yeah, he didn't know where he was going either.
Yeah.
So that said, there were some things I liked about this one. They did a good job of making Luke valuable to me, which the last one shit on.
Yeah.
Which was also goes back to our original point of how the second one was just meaningless because of that.
See, I disagree though, because there was things brought in like their ability to Rey and Kylo or Ben's ability to connect with one another and see each other in a room.
Yeah, but that started in the first one.
Did it?
Yes.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
They could see each other? They didn't come until, second one.
It started, their connection started in the first one where he tried to read her mind and she could block it.
Yeah, but that's just, that's Jedi shit. When they could feel each other, but, their ability to, see each other, not necessarily what room they're in, but, see each other, and have a conversation face-to-face,
I
guess.
And I thought
that started in the second one.
That was some of the best part of this one. Was
I agree.
Especially how they could found out they could hand stuff off to each other.
Yeah, so it turns out Ryan Johnson was pretty smart.
Which, well, he didn't do the handing stuff off. But that was a big, played a big moment in the whole movie. Oh, so.
My biggest complaint to this whole thing is the Knights of Ren for this trilogy should have been cooler. Like, they did do some fan service and bring them in, but they didn't really do anything.
Again, back to the second one, and I'm not going to go into how much we hate each other.
Yeah, and I think that was the big thing that I don't like, is he didn't bring the Knights of Ren.
They should have been. Yeah,
They should have been terrorists.
They were clearly tough. When he got his lightsaber, he could beat them.
Yeah.
But they were beating his ass before.
Which also, I didn't really understand that either. Like, you don't have force push? You don't have lightning?
Yeah.
Like, you don't need a fucking lightsaber for that.
He doesn't have lightning.
He doesn't, is true. But, I mean, he's got to have force push, right?
Oh, he had a ton of force push.
He stopped a fucking blaster
in the first one. He stopped that plane.
Yeah. The jet or whatever.
They fought over it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Things I liked. Mr. Colt 45 himself.
Yeah, I thought he did a good job. He looked like he was having fun.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
I'll fuck anybody. I'm cool. I'm
Lando Calrissian, the screen up. And, well, you know what? He was a little more muted than you'd expect from Lando, but it was still awesome.
Yeah.
Great that he flew the Millennium Falcon again.
Yeah, I agree.
So that was awesome. You know, I liked Luke's turn, but Luke was, his whole temperament was vastly different than the second one, though, and that's the problem, is they wrote him this way in the second one to where Mark Hamill himself did not like it, and then they wrote him.
He walked it back a little bit.
I never had a problem with curmudgeon Luke. I had a problem with
giving up Luke.
Well, just the whole teleportation, your entire body.
I didn't have a problem
force
with
projecting.
That.
Force, yeah.
I didn't have a problem with that.
I thought it was. I mean, this. I loved also all the Jedi's voices. That was awesome.
And lots of good cameos on that.
Yeah. I think they should have actually, like, shown Hayden Christensen at some point, or...
Well, I was going to say that was the one voice that tanked the whole thing for me.
I mean, but if you're going to make them all a nine-movie trilogy...
Yeah. Why not use James Earl Jones?
Yeah.
Or, yeah, you know, but, I mean, like, they should have made.
Mace motherfucking Windu had a little cameo. And one of your girls from the Clone Wars.
Ahsoka Tano.
Yeah. Everybody was up in arms, excited, over that.
Dude, she's a great character.
Yeah, I have no doubt. I'm going to give those shows a go. Yeah. There was the ending. I did like the ending. I don't know that I'm so excited that Palpatine was the big bad.
Yeah,
terrible.
But I did like that. How he looked with the connecting. That was very scary.
It was scary.
What wasn't that great was how dark it shot, and like you were assuming there was like a million Sith in this room and they just did nothing but like
followers. Sith followers. They don't have any Sith powers.
Yeah, but I mean, but that was a little cheesy to me.
Like, yeah.
And it didn't
look... Like, do they
do... It didn't look great. It was overly dark. They DC'd it up in that one.
Yeah, and then, like, what do they do in, like, the meantime when they're just, like, sitting around, like...
Waiting to repeat things he said.
Is there a concession stand in this thing?
Yeah. I mean, in fact, where do they get food on this planet?
Yeah.
This planet sucked, by the way.
Yeah,
what a place to
just rocks and lightning.
Yeah, what a place to hold your base. Maybe pick like somewhere with a beach and ocean. I don't know.
I see him not needing to eat because he looked like shit. But I mean, other people around probably need some food.
What else was it that was...
I thought it was cool, the tanks of Snoke. Like, they didn't get into it, but, like, Snoke was basically always... They kind of retconned it and tried to go back and say, like, Snoke was always a puppet.
I think
it was a good try.
I don't think Abrams himself really expected that to be the direction he took Snoke. Yeah. I liked that... Well, one of the things that I thought that the original trilogy, and I'm not talking about the awful prequels, but the original trilogy, and I read this was a comment from, I believe, Harrison Ford or somebody said the reason they worked so well is because we focused it around the three. Luke, Leia, and Han.
Yeah.
And Chewie was the sidekick. And it was those characters, and it was their bonding. And when we watched Force Awakens, I was like, "Oh, we're getting Rey.
Yeah.
What's their names?
Poe and Finn.
Poe and Finn.
Yeah, and we're like, "Oh, here it goes." And then the second one, they just kind of didn't do it.
Yeah.
And then in this one,
they each had their own adventure.
And in this one, they kind of brought them back together. But
I thought they did a pretty good job.
Yeah.
I thought they had good chemistry.
Great chemistry. Yeah. And man, you can remember his name. I can't remember his name, but Finn is a star.
Yeah,
Oscar Wilde or Oscar Isaac,
John Boyega,
but John Boyega and Oscar, those and not nothing against the woman that played Rey, but she
was her first movie.
Yeah, she was on the screen with two stars. Those guys are unbelievably charismatic.
Daisy Ridley unfortunately did nothing for me in the entire.
Yeah, and it's not. I don't think it's her fault.
I did. No, I think she did a good job. I thought
she was fine.
I thought she did a really good job in The Force Awakens.
She looked like that chick that's protesting all the climate change all the time. She was just like,
Greta Van Fleck.
Greta something.
Oh, that's not it, is it?
No, yeah, I was going to say Van Susteren, but that's not it either.
Adam Driver drove those movies. Kylo Ren, by far the most interesting character in these three movies.
So they spent two movies making him the whiniest, most annoying bad guy, but still enjoyable to me because Adam Driver, we already talked about, he's very good. And in this one, they didn't totally redeem all that whininess, but they made him a fucking great character in this one.
Like
I got choked up with Han.
That was a good scene. I didn't expect that. I didn't think Harrison Ford was coming back.
And I think he only came back because they couldn't do.
They also may have shot that previously.
No,
Harrison
they did
Ford's
that,
a curmudgeon.
They did that because I'm blanking on her fucking name. Carrie Fisher passed away.
Oh, that's like, right. I heard that.
That should have been. I didn't get any confirmation or read anything, but that should have been a Carrie Fisher projecting herself to him and then dying.
I don't even have a problem the way they did the Carrie Fisher thing. And
I don't either.
And here's what I did like about it, too. Yes, Rey, spoiler alert, is at the time of the end of this movie, the last Jedi. Yeah. But she was not as badass as Kylo Ren. He beat her ass on that planet.
Yeah.
He beat her ass.
Like in the first one, she wins barely because she's got more heart. And
she surprised
him.
And
she's torn.
He's torn, yeah.
He's torn, I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right. And then in this one, she was torn. And like
he beat her down.
And he beat her ass. And then she rolled out and ran.
I got to tell you, and I know special effects, a
lot of flips.
Yeah, well, but the progression of special effects in Hollywood is why we have much more menacing and cool Jedis.
Yeah.
Like we are the best Vader moment of all time is in Rogue One.
Yeah.
Yes.
But they took a character and made him badass throughout. He did some shit with the Force throughout all that movie.
Like right away, his first scene when he stops that bolt from
In the first Force Awakens.
I was like, this guy's cool.
In this one, they clearly wanted to pay some tribute to some other film where the guy speaks up in the first in Star Wars, New Hope, and Vader chokes him. And this one, he grabs him, throws him to the fucking ceiling. Yeah. He's and like, I'm not as controlled as everyone else in the world. Yeah. I'm out of control.
Yeah. I like that they brought his mask back, too. I thought that was cool.
I like the welded look. Yeah. I thought that was fine. Yeah.
And his face turn was believable. Everybody knew it was coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was good.
It was as good as a face turn as you could get for someone who murdered one of the most beloved characters in cinematic history. Yeah. But they tried to justify.
But if you look at throughout the whole nine movies, you know, Anakin killing Obi-Wan is going to be right up there.
He never killed Obi-Wan. Obi-Wan let him.
Did Han let him kill him?
No, he didn't let him. He had no choice in it. But Anakin did kill a whole bunch of kids. So.
He did kill the kids.
He did do that. And then Kylo also blew up like four planets. Three for sure. I don't remember if he blew up the last one. And this one. Was he there when they blew up
He killed a lot of people. Oh, it was a nice one.
There's also a part of me that finds it a little bit of hokum that they could construct so many Starship Destroyers.
Can we just move past that as like
a plot
thing?
Device? Yeah. You've got an army. Get on these planets and just take it over. You know, you don't have to blow them all up. It seems like that's just greedy on your part. But I find it hard. One of the things I've always found hard in Star Trek is where they get all the metal to make these starships.
Mm-hmm.
But even more in Last Jedi, or Rise of Skywalker, Rise of Skywalker, this one planet, these hundreds of starships, Star Destroyers, are built and constructed. You think somebody...
How many kyber crystals is that
Where's the food
have?
Supply for these people?
There's a food supply? Where's the supply chain of minerals and steel coming in? I don't...
Yeah, for the planes themselves, but like the whole point in Rogue One is like they were mining Jedha for the kyber crystals for the Death Star, and now you have like so many Death Stars. Like it doesn't make any sense.
Well, you have those cannons, planet killing cannons.
Yeah, where are you getting all those kyber crystals to power those?
Maybe they found something different.
Maybe. I mean, technology, right?
Yeah, I mean, it advances even a long time ago in galaxies far, far
Hopefully
away.
It's green. I hope it's green technology.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Did you see that planet? Somebody's already done damage to it. All right. So overall, though, I did enjoy the film. But, so we're not arguing. I do want to address some of the complaints that people have had. I want to start mainly with one that I'm not justifying, but I can buy into more than the second major complaint and the bigger complaint. But the one, the kiss. People were very frustrated. Well, why did they have to kiss? Why did they have to have a relationship? Why is that the direction? And people
I thought you were talking about the lesbian kiss.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm sorry. That I almost want to disregard the biggest complaint that's popped up this week.
I don't even think it would have been a complaint had...
It's just stupid.
I'm blanking again. The director said there's a...
J.J.
Abrams. Had he not said there's an LGBTQ moment in this, and it's like a one-second fan service. Let just don't say anything.
Yeah, just... And that's back to my argument on anything when it comes to Marvel recasting a lot of characters as women in comics. When you do something because you have to do it, you demean why you're doing it.
Exactly.
When you say, I put an LGBTQ moment in here for everybody, then you're demeaning it. Just let it happen, because when we don't talk about it...
One thing, though, that could be an excuse is I've heard that scene is taken out of the Asian movie.
Oh, that's right. That's why they talk.
At the same time, these movies don't do well in China. Where, like, every other movie they don't do well in China.
Star Wars?
Star Wars does not do well in China.
You gotta look that up.
It doesn't. It doesn't do well. The original trilogy they didn't get, and the fan base isn't there like it is here.
Hmm.
But, yes, they did take it out for Singapore.
But people didn't like the story choice to do the kiss between Ray and at that time Ben. You can call him Ben.
Yeah. I didn't hate it, but I didn't think it was necessary.
I thought it was logical.
I thought it was great.
I thought it was a logical progression. It reinforced why their connection was so strong.
Yeah, strong.
It reinforced where they would have gone if the fate would have dealt them a better hand.
Yep.
And it would have been a combining of the two most powerful Jedis and Sith lineage of all time. It would have been awesome.
They had, you know what? Honestly, the best part of Last Jedi was their little Skypes. They had some sexual tension.
That was.
Yeah.
And their scenes together, we said that when we were arguing on the episode. Them together was great.
I don't know how much of that was Adam Driver bringing that out of Daisy Ridley. No, both of them were solid.
Yeah, I don't think it was a bad choice. I just don't think, had they not done it or did it, it didn't make any difference. It didn't move me in any direction.
Of all the plot choices that in all three of these movies, that one was one that made sense to me. I mean, that little moment made sense to me. Now, one of the big things that has popped up, and this one is completely insane. One of the big things is the character, the Asian woman.
Rose.
Her character, people putting her total screen time out and up in arms over her not having more of a prominence in these films. And saying that this is the problem in Hollywood. This is the problem. Okay, stop. First off, this is a franchise that has always featured a strong woman. Going back to Leia, to Padme, to Rey. Is
Padme a strong character, though?
No, not really.
What? Are you insane? Yes, she falls for a bad guy, but she is...
I mean, she was a powerful woman and a leader, but she don't really do anything.
She fights with a laser and shoots things and kills people. Yes,
I'm pretty sure she missed a lot.
No, go back and watch it. She had the same...
I don't want to.
She had the same role as Leia did, except she had a much worse path. But
you're breaking my heart.
Bad dialogue. But Lucas can't write for shit. But so you've always had a strong woman. You got a minority in John Boyega. You had one in
Billy Dee Williams.
Billy Dee Williams. You're just finding something to bitch about. That, by the way, she was not a she was only a major. I don't mean she wasn't a major character in terms of her screen time, because she got screen time in Last Jedi, but. Yeah. Her character wasn't written as a big cog in the machine.
No.
She was just a very small part of the machine. And they gave her the line, like, General Solo has asked me to stay here and look over the thing. Okay, you're an engineer. That makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Get over it. Yeah, that's stupid. By the way, it's an ensemble cast. People getting some time cut.
It's fake outrage in the degree that... she wasn't a necessary character in the last movie. I mean, she... I didn't hate her like everybody else hated her or anything like that. I thought she was fine. I thought she brought heart and helped John Boyega like focus and this and that. And I think that was her essential role. But this movie was wrapping up 9 movies. Like, you don't have time for a girl they brought in the last one. Like,
and essentially 11 movies. If you add Rogue One and Solo, which are part of the story.
I guess, but I mean, like, if you're doing, like, the whole overall.
But, I mean, all those stories connect, so you're wrapping up this.
She just doesn't deserve the amount of time as everybody else
What did
deserves.
You want out of her character? What did you want her to do? Pilot the Falcon? Did you want her to... I mean, maybe they could have... She came up with
I guess she could have came up with a plan to blow up the Death Star. Or the Death Star.
Maybe the only good argument I saw was... and I forget the actor's name. He was a hobbit.
The one...
Dominic
Moynihan or something.
Yeah. They could have just basically... He had, like, maybe 6 lines of dialogue. You could have given all that dialogue to Rose.
Exactly.
Yeah, you didn't need him in it.
And then I'm like, okay, that's fair. I'll give you.
And they could have said, Rose, she could have came up and said, I think if we shoot the cannons, it'll take them down. Instead of Finn or Poe saying, if we hit those
cannons.
But it's just a bitch about her screen time in a movie where the most prominent character is a woman.
Yeah.
True.
To bitch about that is just too much.
And then they brought in another character that I thought she was a cool character, and I hope they expand on her like late. That's the other thing about
Captain Phasma? Or who are you talking about?
The soldiers that ride the horses.
Oh, that girl.
Oh, yeah.
That girl. That's an interesting character. And, like, Marvel... about, like, Disney doing this is because they bring in these characters and they're like, now you gotta read 14 comic books to understand
The only
them.
Reason that girl was brought in was I think she was brought in because Ben was gonna kiss Rey. Yeah. And Finn... They teased the Finn romance, off and on. And so they wanted to give John Boyega a love interest.
Yeah.
But they wanted to tease it so they could do a whole comic series, a miniseries
and I think,
about
like,
it.
I think that is in her character when, like, she gives her little arc of, like, we all used to be ex-Imperial soldiers, this and that, and we mutinied and ran off, and now we're
doing... I thought that was cool.
Very interesting.
That's
going to
be a great
thing.
Book at some point.
It is going to be a great book, but, like, it wasn't really necessary in this. And
just to give us the horses to ride.
It's a whole other new character.
Star Destroyer.
Yeah.
Plus, also, like... The horses on the
so
Star
Destroyer.
That was the first time I looked at my brother who I watched. I was like, okay.
That was a little silly. Yeah. A little silly.
The horses
why
on the Star Destroyer.
Why not land speeders or snow speeders? Or
bikes? Well, they corrected that by saying, like, shut down the speeder bikes. Yeah. Or whatever. Like, I don't know what they do with that. They're
stupid.
Like, but they don't have them. They're on horses.
Yeah.
And then my thought was the whole time, I'm like, how are they breathing up there? But I guess they are still in
they're
the
still
planet's
in orbit,
atmosphere.
Because remember, they said without the being able to get out, they couldn't get through it. So,
by the way, they could have just like tilted the ship and everyone would have fallen off.
Bad pilot.
Just a 90-degree turn here, guys. Yeah.
We've probably
everybody
got
hold on real quick.
We've probably got a synthetic environment and atmosphere inside this cockpit, so just tilt that motherfucker straight up and down.
They probably do, right?
Probably, I think so. Yeah, so, like I said, overall, you gave it a 3.5. I gave it 3. Tom?
3.5.
3.5.
I enjoyed it. I thought it was fun. And I think people expect too much out of Star Wars movies.
I'll watch it again.
More than the 3.5. Where is it in your rankings?
I have a 5th.
Okay. So I've been really irritated.
5th and the 9, or are you counting Solo and Rogue One?
So I've been really irritated about people posting all their rankings. Like, I'm not going to tease. I'm not going to tell you what happened, but here's my final rankings now. Rogue One's number 1 to me.
Yep, me too.
Rogue One is my favorite Star Wars film.
Whoa. Of all of them?
Yes.
All of them, yeah.
Ugh, come on.
What's yours? Love it.
It's still Empire.
See, I also... So how you hate how people go... you say you hate people's cliche that Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of cliche to people saying Empire's their favorite Star Wars
movie. No, I think Empire's the second best one.
I think there's a lot of people that cinematic-wise, it is.
I want to put you to the test right now. Name 5 characters in Rogue One.
Oh, see, I can't do
that.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, but that's bullshit.
No, it's not bullshit.
Tom.
This is a franchise that we love.
Tom.
No, no, no.
No, here's why that's the stupidest comment you've ever made.
Okay. Because
I've watched Empire 100 times since I was 7 years old.
Yeah.
I've watched Rogue One maybe 3 times in the last 2 years. It's not had the test of time to do it.
I love Rogue One. I have it 4th, probably.
Oh, I see. That's
arguably
crazy.
3rd. Last 45 minutes are great. First hour, 15
minutes?
Oh, I
love the first hour.
See, I think the first hour is great.
I think the whole movie's good.
The ability in that movie to build characters that you have no idea who the fuck they are and then care about them so much by the end, like, is great. And then, like, the last 5 minutes with Vader is, like you said earlier, the best Vader on screen.
Best moment Vader had
moment
in the entire
ever.
I like Rogue One 1. For me, it's a toss-up between 2 and 3, and I know Return of the Jedi is not the greatest movie in the world, but when I was a kid, Return of the Jedi was the greatest thing I'd ever seen.
Sure. See, I don't care for Return of the Jedi.
Well, as a kid, I can't get past as a kid seeing Luke fight finally.
Yeah.
And that was the best moment for me.
Sure.
So that one and Empire go 2 or 3, and they're interchangeable. 4, Force Awakens. 5, I'm almost to the point where 5 and 6 can be interchanged between Rise of Skywalker and Solo.
Okay.
And then the others, I don't really care.
Revenge of the Sith is good.
Oh, I did not like Revenge of the Sith.
I do not either.
That is a bad movie to me.
The only thing redeemable in Revenge of the Sith is literally when he's like, I failed you. That's it. Like, that's the only thing.
That whole battle
you need
is intense, though.
That whole battle is fucking awful.
I think that.
No, it is not awful.
I think that.
It is awful. Why are they riding robots through lava that's fucking stupid?
You have
lightsabers. You don't need anything else. You don't need anything else but two people.
The emotion of two best friends fighting.
Why put all that other stuff in there where they're fighting up and down
the
fucking lava?
The emotion for me was lost by the point that it was the completely digitally rendered scene.
That's my point. Like the
Lucas
emotion
overly digitally rendered those movies, and that took everything away from it for me.
And as bad as Hayden Christensen is, like in like the dialogue and everything, that scene when he's crawling up, like without his leg, and he's crying and screaming, that's the only redeemable part of that entire fucking
movie. I know people joke about it. We've talked about it, but the high ground thing is the dumbest line out of that.
You're wrong.
You've got the high ground. I'm a fucking Jedi. Yank, I just pulled you down with the Force. Yeah. It's stupid.
But, again,
Mace Windu, the whole...
Oh, I love Mace Windu. I thought that was bad, too. I didn't like that part of it.
I thought that him dying, he went out like a bitch. He's a badass.
I get how he was surprised by Anakin, but...
Hanging chopped his arm off.
How powerful was Mace Windu? Because the Emperor did nothing to him with that lightning. He just stopped it like it was nothing.
Yeah.
And then the Emperor's then omnipowerful. I see that was a plot hole. I mean,
ultimate power.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did Yoda fight? The things falling. Yeah, sorry. Yoda coming in after those guys got waxed by Palpatine and. That's good stuff.
Yeah, it's a bad movie. Still,
it's a bad movie, man.
Those 3 were bad. With Phantom Menace being by far the worst.
Attack of the Clones is the worst.
Attack of the Clones is the worst.
Yeah.
But yeah. So
I'm gonna go back and rewatch them because Jeremiah's never watched them.
So what do you put as your top 3?
Top 3 for me is Rogue One, like you. Empire Strikes Back, and
you really liked Solo.
I didn't. It's not a top 3. Yeah. I did enjoy it, though. Yeah. I do like
it. It's fine.
There's a lot of people that don't, but I did enjoy it. I thought it was a lot of fun. I'd like to see a second one.
I thought it was a masterpiece with all the problems it had during filming and stuff.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
I guess I need to watch The Last Jedi again. Probably Force Awakens. I enjoyed it a lot. Like, and I don't care that it's...
Like, Force Awakens won a New Hope? Come on.
See, I get tossed up between
New Hope is the one that drags on. That's one of the most drag-on movies I think
but
of
you know
all.
Every bit. It develops the characters.
I know, I go back to I know every bit because we've watched them for so long.
And
when it came out, it was the definitive sci-fi movie ever made.
But you're not going to watch Force Awakens 500 times?
I might.
No,
you aren't.
But it's also, we had no more options when Star Wars came out.
And
now
also,
we have a new sci-fi movie every other week that people want to watch.
I just want, and I, the test of
we
time.
We have a Marvel movie that's coming out tomorrow and the next day and the next day, so we don't give it as much.
The test of time thing, like, also, like, the lightsabers are so bad in the first one. Like, just so, like, the battle
And the Jedi's don't move. They don't do anything. I mean, that's what I mean. Like with the progression of special effects, yeah. Jedis. Now I know why they're feared. You know.
Yeah, and they're just like fine, but they're dancing.
The chemistry between Han, Luke, and Leia in that movie are
great.
I
would say the battle at the first Death Star is arguably the best space battle still.
I'll give you that.
The best space battle is in Serenity, but still.
And the Star Wars.
Oh, sorry. Yes. Then yes. Yeah. No. By the way, did you not feel like they completely ripped off Serenity when all of the ships started showing up?
Yes.
Yeah. That was almost a shot for shot scene of that.
Yeah. And then, like, in Serenity, though, it feels heavier.
You're like, oh, shit.
Dude, I'm a little bit. They showed up.
Yeah. No, by far the best trilogy, it's not even close, is the original trilogy. Overall, it's great. But there's things, you know, and for me, two of the films made the top three.
Two of these three films are the exact same movie.
Force Awakens and New Hope.
Yeah.
They're pretty close. Beat for beat.
Yeah.
Pretty close. I like the original Star Wars still. I love the original Star Wars, New Hope. But of all the ones I sat down and rewatch when they're on the marathon on Thanksgiving or what, that's the one that I don't pay attention to. Even though I loved it.
I like it way better than I like Return of the Jedi.
Yeah, but I can't remove my feeling.
I understand it. I'm not negating it. Once they hit the Ewok planet, I'm like,
everybody in the world shits on.
The Ewoks are fine.
I hate the Ewoks. Why do you hate the Ewoks? I just don't
they're
like
silly.
It. It's stupid.
They're cute.
Silly. It's stupid.
Yeah, that's why people hate them, because they're cute, because they were brought in for marketing.
But I mean, like, they even like sell plushies? Yeah, like, if
shit,
they didn't
yeah,
sell,
I had one, motherfucker.
Did they have plushies? I didn't
Hell
know.
Hell yeah, and they were about a foot and a half tall. Yeah. They were fucking
awesome.
Well,
then it's marketing.
Yeah.
They're the last one. So it's fine.
They did. Yeah. I like the little tribute back to them.
Still hate them.
All right. How about we get to something that's a little more universally accepted before we sign out here today? Let's get to The Mandalorian.
Spoil away, guys. You're not going to hurt me.
Well, here.
Anybody need one?
No, yeah, I'm good right now. Like I said, I'm not going to ruin The Mandalorian for you in the final episode, but I will bitch about a couple of things. And I wanted to...
Flapper tail?
Now that I have Tom in front of me, I want to explain what made me
cringe.
Why
you're such a goddamn curmudgeon.
Why it made me cringe. Just that scene. Mandalorian as a whole... First off, let's just give our ratings as a whole on The Mandalorian, and then we'll get into what we did and didn't like. So, we'll start with you, Tom, since you're sitting down. What was your... Out of Universal Untapped scale of 5 stars, what did you give it?
4.5 out of 5.
Okay. I give it a 4, but 4.5 is a good... I could be persuaded.
Without
seeing the last episode and just watching episode 7, which totally redeemed, I think, episode
4, I told you 7
four,
was
five,
good,
and
yeah.
6. I'm going to go 4.5.
Got distance on that one.
Yeah.
4.5? I mean, I can see the 4.5.
The only thing that bothers me, I think, is as much money as Disney has and could throw at this, I feel like they got kind of cheap on some of the effects and things.
I think that no matter what, it's very, very, even Disney money, it's very, very hard to pull off the budget of Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
That was a massive undertaking.
Yeah, and it's not like I think they do a great job with like the practical effects with like Nick Nolte's character.
Yeah.
Even the little
great
monsters.
Great character, by the way.
Yeah,
great
even
character.
The little monsters that they ride around. Hey, can you do me a favor and spoil that? Does he die? Just let me know.
Oh, Nick Nolte's?
Yeah.
Well, you saw 7.
I did see 7.
So that's accurate.
He gone.
He's dead?
Yeah.
It kind of breaks my heart.
Yeah, it's
I liked
a good,
him a
good
lot.
Scene. Good scene.
It is a good scene.
In the final episode,
they
good
pay
scene.
Him a tribute.
They pay him a tribute.
Oh,
it's good
do
scene.
They? Okay. I mean, I'm kind of glad he's gone because it puts more weight to it. But like when he died, I was like, no. I liked it.
That was good.
There, the 8th episode, I thought, well, first off, I'll go back to my only real first thing about complaint in the 8th episode. One, they knew that Baby Yoda wasn't in there. They knew it. Why didn't they just go in there and shoot them all up? Why did they give them till midnight to make their choice?
That was a little strange of how long.
And then they sent one guy in with a flamethrower. It was silly. This is the problem I have overall with Star Wars as a theory, as an execution, is this is the most menacing army in all of the galaxy, and all they do is make the dumbest choices.
Okay,
all
right. So you got a little fortification surrounding.
Three people. And you already shot it up.
Shot it up. So you got 50 people.
Because you didn't care.
All right. So what would be your military? What would be your military strategy?
Well, first off,
I guess the real military strategy is that you would assume that stormtroopers would have thermal detonators that they could just start tossing.
You don't even need thermal detonators because those are big. We're under the assumption that those are big. Just toss some flash. Just toss a whole shit ton of flashbangs in there because we know they have those. Or the shock troopers are supposed to be so badass. Just let them go in.
Yeah.
This guy does. I mean, generals in the Empire don't care about the troops.
Yeah.
They clone these fuckers from everything.
Well, troops care.
Yeah, but send those shock troops in. Just send them in.
Or if it was like a real military strike that you were going to do, and you don't care about like civilians, obviously, because you shot the place up already. Why wouldn't you just like drop a bomb on it
or
use an AT-AT?
Or raise that little spaceship up that you landed in and shoot in there.
Yeah.
A whole bunch, because that cannon presumably is as big as that cannon. That was also cheesy.
Now, there's also potentially a reason why Gus firing... Because I don't know what his name is in the show yet.
Oh, that's
firing once Mando alive.
Moth, whatever his name is.
Yeah, wants him alive.
Why he wants Mando alive.
Yeah.
We're under the assumption that he was, in fact, if you read some of the backstory on it on the internet, they tell you that there was a connection. But I will say this. He was going to kill him by his ultimatum. So if there's an ultimatum, just fucking kill him. You know?
Maybe.
Can we all agree that Werner Herzog played a super
Werner
creepy?
Herzog?
He was good.
Oh yeah,
he played a super creepy dude.
No, he didn't play a super creepy dude. He played
it was
Werner
great.
Herzog.
Yeah.
He played
great.
Himself.
Yeah,
this guy once ate his shoe on TV.
Really?
Yeah, look it up.
I'll
look it up.
So,
because he lost a bet.
I think
nice.
The episode 8 is great. I mean, fuck it. I don't care, Bender.
You could tell me. I genuinely don't care.
The first scene where the two scout troopers.
That
was maybe the funniest Star Wars scene of all time.
Andy Sudeikis and I can't think of the guy's name in real life.
Adam Pauly.
No, Jason Sudeikis and Adam.
Yeah, Jason Sudeikis and you know who Adam Pauly is, right?
Yeah, from
Happy Endings
yes,
and
it was five minute little skit. Basically,
hilarious.
Where they're just like
when you watch it, you're gonna die laughing in the first part. But it's hilarious. And he punches Baby Yoda.
Yeah,
it's fucking hilarious.
That's terrible. Like I'm sad.
No, it'll make you crack up.
but they set up like Gene Carl Stanton.
Giancarlo Stanton?
No, what's his real name?
Giancarlo Stanton's the baseball player.
I know, but...
Giancarlo Esposito.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Giancarlo Stanton.
How would you say that?
Giancarlo.
Giancarlo Esposito.
Esposito,
yeah.
Gus Fring. Because, like, that guy, like, choked somebody just for, like... I'm not fucking this guy.
Yeah. So...
And then, I mean, obviously the save for Baby Yoda...
Oh, that was great. The IG unit's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm glad that was back.
That was a legitimate heartstrings. But
the mask being removed, the helmet taken off.
Oh, the way it did? Yeah. Oh. Great.
Well, they took his helmet off?
Yeah, but they did it perfect.
Cool. Cuz I watch the other cartoon.
Rebels.
And the girl in there is a Mandalorian, but her helmet's always off. So I'm like, how are they going to
So back to the battle, though. The one thing that, and again, I loved it. I gave it a 4 out of 5. The reason it didn't get a 4 out of 5 for me is lines like this. When they're setting up the, first off, why does it take so goddamn long to set up your heavy artillery? But they're setting up the big cannon.
It's called attention.
Yeah, but they're setting it up. And he goes, you have noticed by looking at the weapon we set up. You, Mando, would know its predecessor by when it murdered your planet. You... shock trooper or whatever she was would know because it raised yours, and you, disgraced magistrate, would know it from when it, like, that is as cheesy as the dialogue as you can.
Apparently Jeremy, a big wrestling fan, isn't like kayfabe.
It's just so cheesy. It's like,
alright, here's the thing, people. Star Wars and Bond films, let's not break it down. It doesn't even
mean
Game
of Thrones.
I don't
mind a bad guy monologuing.
Just entertain me.
He could have just go, this one fucked up a lot of stuff in history, and we improved its design.
Yeah, but then you couldn't get backstory to these characters.
Yeah. Now we get episode 4, 5, and 6 of season 2, where that same weapon fucks up their planets.
Well, because we already got the backstory during that little monologue.
Okay.
So that was the ending was pretty good. And we're going to get to the big thing from the ending.
Yes.
Can we just agree that Gina Carano is a terrible actress?
No, I think she's fine.
I think she's fine, too.
I don't think she's very good.
She's fine. I think you'll like her more in this one.
Okay.
And I always compare her to the other MMA-turned actress.
She should be a Mandalorian.
Ronda. Well, the other one, I think she's fine the way she is. And they've created a good character in the book for the books and all that stuff, and they could go back to the planet.
Do you think they have sexual tension?
Yes. Well, I don't know. I keep waiting for her to be LGBTQ thing.
I don't think that she's a bad character. I just don't think she's a good actress.
See, I also judge Gina Carano against the only other MMA star turned actor,
Ronda Rousey,
and she may be one of the worst actors of all time.
I mean, she usually doesn't talk. She just punches shit.
But when she does talk, it's
terrible.
Awful.
I know. But isn't she a wrestler now?
And awful on the mic.
Yeah, she's doing great.
Awful. Bad. Bad at her job.
Okay.
Bad at her job. Good in the ring.
Yeah, fine.
But bad on the mic. So, all that said, the other complaint I had, there's a scene where they go back to the blacksmith.
Mm-hmm.
And they're clearly about to leave the planet, or about to, what we think is escape and all that stuff at the time. Right. And she's like, but you did good, Mandalorian, so now you've earned your symbol. Your clan symbol.
Yeah.
So she gives it, and then she says, and also you've earned this, and it's a backpack, spoiler, it's the jetpack.
Oh, it's a jetpack.
And she says, now you will have to get to know it, or it will not listen to you. And then it was like I told him, it reminded me of when they named Luke and Leia and threw in, oh, and by the way, some Jedis can come back as ghosts to communicate with you. Yeah. They're just like, let's just throw some stuff in that so we can get to the next part.
Yeah.
And it felt like very much a video game reward for completing the level, winning the game.
And I didn't think it was that cheesy, but we disagreed on that. Yeah, I thought it was earned. I thought they did it the right way.
And I think when he does use it, I thought it was like,
so he uses it in the episode?
He does. And Tom's right. He's shaky, but then he's great. There's no learning curve.
See, and that's the thing I like and also kind of like dislike about it. Like, he's a badass in this, right? Yeah. And like, everybody's like, oh, you're just such a badass. But like, most of the episodes he gets through is mostly because of his armor.
Well, yeah,
like,
but that's a Mandalorian.
Yeah, I know. But
well,
like,
well, I mean, I will
his
say,
body count's yeah, got to be at least 70.
Well, his body count's pretty high, but like, the episode, like,
Burr episode, he rules ass in that hallway.
He does, but like, and then in episode 5, I think it is, where they're hunting down, where he's with the other bounty hunter and they're hunting down the sniper.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, he really is just like, I'll just ride out and get shot, you go sneak up on it. Like, he relies mostly on his armor.
But that's a Mandalorian. That's what they do. And in this one, he flexes his badassness.
It's not a knock. I think they do a good job of balancing the fact that, like, Boba Fett was supposed to be a badass, but also died like a bitch. Like, they do a good job of
so
that.
I will say this. You were asking about the girl who plays
Gina Carano.
My brother brought up a good question. Is Carl Weathers a good actor?
I don't think he is. I don't think he is either. At least he's not good at holocron projections, because that was a little over the top.
He was Action Jackson, man. That's pretty awesome. He was Apollo Creed.
When he sent me that in a text, I sent him the scene in Arrested Development where he's like, well, you there's still meat on this bone. You throw that in a bowl of water, you got yourself a stew, brother.
he was a little stiff from time to time. In fact, although they had the best moment in the whole episode, where he asked him to use the magic hand thingy. Mm-hmm. That's the he looks at Baby Yoda and he goes, they need a way out, and he goes, quick, do the magic hand thingy, and he does this, and so Baby Yoda waves at him.
Baby Yoda's adorable.
I love how Baby Yoda, it's like that one get out of jail free episode every episode.
Yeah.
But like, then he gets tired.
Yeah, because he's too young. Too young in it, yeah. But he knows. But what's great,
and every time he uses his force powers, they fucking nail it.
Yeah, and he's they do. And that's the thing about him too, is that he is it shows you, and we don't have any backstory, so there's no context.
Yeah.
But it shows you in theory that Yodas, whatever they are so initially powerful in the force that it's why there's not that many of them. Because yes, he's clearly a baby. Has not been trained by anyone, but he's pretty goddamn powerful out of the gate.
Like,
it's just he can sustain it because he doesn't know how to yet.
Like, it's tuckered out.
Yeah, because he's a baby.
Yeah. And like, when he like,
potentially force, dark side potential.
Yeah, when he force chokes Gina Carano and then, like, his eyes get angry. Like, that's very babyish actions. Like, oh, you're hurting my my friend. Or my
I do
dad.
Not believe he's a clone. I believe that that's a rumor that's going to get squashed quick. A lot See, of people are like,
I think he's, and maybe they touch on it more in the last episode, but I think he's just raw force energy. Incarnate.
I think that we're going to find out that only a finite amount of Yodas can be born at once. There can
yeah,
only
that's
be
what
so
I'm saying.
Many.
Like, I think they for whatever. Like I think he's a balance.
Yeah. Well, there's only one doctor because there's only one doctor.
Maybe
there's one.
But I think he's a balance.
Yeah, like something like that. Yeah.
I think he'd be a dark side balance. There's
could be
somebody like a Palpatine could out be. There probably still.
So let's get to the part that is a big spoiler, but you know
it's
this
fine.
Already.
Don't worry about it.
We got to see the first live action Darksaber.
Oh, like the black one?
The very, very end of it.
Really?
Yes.
I've seen the black saber before.
Yeah, so this is the big spoiler. So they
Who wields it?
So they win and they get away
yeah.
because he uses his jetpack to take Moff, whatever his name mm-hmm. is, down. Fire. And he crashes.
Yeah.
So he's dead, we think. And then after...
Did you think he was dead?
No. But I mean, you're led to believe that the good guys win, the bad guy's dead, now they fly off. Well, in this... The post-credit scene, so to speak, you see the wreckage of the TIE fighter, uh-huh. and then poof, shoots out of it, and he cuts his way out, and he gets on top.
Is it shaped like a
sword?
Samurai sword.
Yes, yeah.
It's shaped like a samurai
they have
sword?
Because they're a two-bladed sword. They're a sword instead of a pole. Yeah.
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 It looks That's badass.
Cool. It does.
Yeah, it's cool in the cartoon. And
it gives some weight. Yeah. To the character.
It's like, oh shit, the next episode is him hunting down these two.
Yeah, men. And it's he's now... Like, for all the stupidity that he had about just not shooting him up, now they instantly redeem it and wait and make him scary.
Yep.
Yeah.
I will say this, though. This is the complaint, and I've been waiting for us to talk about it, that I have. The only one, like, those other things are me nitpicking. But this is a major complaint for me. Is it this episode or the previous one where they talk about where he gets his level up with the blacksmith? She knows what Yoda is. Well, she knows what he is, that he's a Jedi. How in the hell?
Well, she knew he had the Force.
He has a Force. Well, yeah, Force.
That was a little like.
No, not just that. No one seems to know what the Force is.
Yeah. How'd you all forget?
That is the dumbest thing because of the time frame they've already laid out for us.
Yeah.
Makes no sense. It makes no sense.
Is yeah. it just... It can't just be a legend at this point. But I mean...
No, it's too soon. It's too soon.
The only way is if like they're literally hanging on backwater planets that have never seen a Jedi.
Still
That's
too
the only way.
Still doesn't work because
she's a rebel shock trooper. Yeah. She would probably have heard of General Skywalker.
Yes.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
Yeah, and we do know that this takes place after Jedi and before Force Awakens.
Yep.
So we know that it's not 100 years. It's what 10 years in between.
5 years.
Five. Yeah. Even worse.
Yeah.
Even worse.
Yeah.
I mean. So yeah,
I mean, people have short-term memory, but I mean, like, they don't have Twitter, so like, how they have nothing to do but tell stories.
So,
that joke.
So the biggest plot, yeah, sorry,
good try.
So the biggest plot holes from Mandalorian, which is arguably Star Wars' biggest home run outside of the biggest non-film home. I mean, maybe their biggest.
I mean, it's their first foray into live-action TV.
Yeah, their best original idea. Since the actual inception of the original trilogy.
I think it's the most
Clone
positive,
Wars is pretty good.
I think it's the most...
Eh, it's pretty yeah, you're right. I didn't watch those. I can't give those credit.
People
yeah.
like Rebels.
Yeah, people love those. So
Rebels, and I'm just getting through the first season, but it's no Clone Wars, man. Clone Wars makes the prequels
tolerable.
Watchable. Yeah.
So, but that's it. So live action. It's yeah. the... It's We are excited. Whether you did or did not like Rise of Skywalker, whether you did or did not like the new trilogy, everyone who, even the most pessimistic of Star Wars fans, and there's lots of them, we could all say that The Mandalorian has given us hope for what's to come from Star Wars.
I mean, obviously nobody on this show has never watched Star Wars, or who watches or listens to us has not watched Star Wars. But, like, I think someone who's never watched Star Wars would enjoy The Mandalorian.
Yeah, it's
That's how strong the show time. Is.
Because they dumb it down just enough for non-Star Wars fans.
And you know what? Bottom line is this. You know, you guys know I'm getting to the Marvel movies. I've watched The Avengers.
Oh, the first one. Great movie.
I've got Iron Man.
You're up to 2012?
Let's put a pin in that.
Okay.
But the biggest...
But what I want to get to is this. Obviously you guys know, Jon Favreau is a big part of this.
Yeah.
A big part of The Mandalorian, too. I mean, is he like the best? Like him and Joss Whedon, like the two best guys going as far as.
Joss Whedon's kind of fallen off, so I think he kind of owns the mantle right now.
So let's give credit where credit's due with the Marvels. Yes, Favreau was very integral in part of Iron Man. It was Joss Whedon that laid the pipe. He just did the Iron Man, and that was big. And Favreau's awesome. Favreau is so well. Hold on, I want to go back to this thought. The biggest plot hole that was given to us because of how good The Mandalorian is, and because of the timeline that they laid out for us, they're going to have to explain where Baby Yoda went next season for these. Because clearly, yes, Luke maybe should have known, being as powerful as Luke was. So we got to know.
Terrible forever with the legends. Like,
yeah.
But it's always Jedi like, as a force. If he's this powerful at this early of an age, he can hide himself if he wanted to.
Yeah, he's not much older. He's 55 when we get to
that. Yeah, that's true.
And also, as awesome as it is, why are Darksabers hidden throughout this whole thing? Because, man,
there's only one.
That's right. There's only one at a time.
There's only one, I think, in the Clone Wars. I don't remember a whole lot about it. The Mandalorians hold it for a while. One of the leaders of the Mandalorian.
So if you read it, the Moff guy may be a former Mandalorian.
I think that probably makes sense. Because, and my complaint about this is the one that you liked where they protect the village.
Yes.
Like, if you watch anything from Clone Wars, that is where...
trope.
Yeah, it's a recycled trope from when Saul Guerrera comes in, who was a big character in Rogue.
But everybody that complained about it from the others say it's not just Clone Wars, but it's some other... That it's identical.
Yeah. And then
it's not a bad episode, but the diehard fans were like, oh, this is the exact same thing.
But it's not, though, because...
What's the worst episode of The Mandalorian?
I think that one. I hated that one.
I didn't
hate it, but I didn't like it at all. And it was
I liked
lazy.
Every episode. I thought the only reason that's my least favorite episode is because of how dangerous the Walker's supposed to be and how easy they took it out. But that's a Star Wars problem.
Yeah,
that's Star Wars has done that with a lot of things.
I thought the worst episode was the Bill Burr one.
See, I don't know why you hate it. I don't
understand that either. I thought that was a fine episode.
Bill Burr
didn't act. He just uses it himself.
Big preferences.
I didn't agree with you on that because I think Bill Burr was given the best lines in that episode.
I thought it was fine.
And I think that...
I like you, shoulder cannon.
Yeah, and I think you have to have other types of people in the universe that are out there.
Okay, but so... Then you have in that episode you guys don't like as much where Baby Yoda is like interacting with other kids.
No.
I thought that part was fine.
No, you didn't listen. I said I thought the episode was good. What I did not like was just the battle part itself.
Okay.
Here's what I didn't like.
To be fair, that Bill Burr episode out of our 5-pack, still 3.5. I mean, it's still great. Yeah. I enjoyed it.
Here's what I didn't like about the episode with the battle thing. I felt like the bad guys were way too close in proximity. They walked to their camp. That's stupid. Why wouldn't you just fucking
see,
move?
Again, I don't blame the episode. I blame Star Wars for these problems.
Yeah. And my thing is, I think every episode felt like Disney made it, and that one I thought Fox made it. Like, I thought that was a rejected episode of Serenity.
That's a good, that's
a
good analogy, Bender. It's a good analogy.
Yeah, that's a... Hey, you rarely make a good point.
I know. When I hit, I hit.
That's awesome.
We'll bring this train to the station.
Let's before we park it, before we throw it to Missy, who's not here, tell us what you thought of Avengers.
Avengers was good. My movies so far ranked, I have Captain America 1.
Really?
I liked Captain America a lot.
And now that I've gone back and watched it again, I do enjoy
it. I watched it on TV a couple days ago.
But
good movie. Let's let him get through his list, and then because if he likes Captain America 1, the first Avenger one as his favorite,
Winter Soldier.
I'm so excited about it.
And Civil War, both.
Winter Soldier.
I think Captain America,
but they're both great.
They are both great.
Captain America is my favorite character so far.
Yeah, but Winter Soldier is, I think, the best Marvel film so
I
far.
Think so yeah.
Right, but go ahead.
So Captain America, then Avengers, then Iron Man. Then Thor, then Iron Man 2.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what
Thor,
you've
that
so
Thor
far,
is
I
a
don't...
bold statement there because Thor was universally panned.
Yeah.
And Thor 2, just as panned.
I'm not excited about. Next, I have Iron Man 3, which I'm
and
not that
Thor,
excited about. Then
I think
Dark
Iron Man
3
is good. And then, don't go with him. I enjoy Iron Man 3.
And then
it is a Christmas movie.
And then Thor, the third Thor, might be one of the top three Marvel movies.
So I have to go. See, that's the problem, is I have to go through Iron Man 3.
You're good. You just keep Thor. Going. You keep trekking that, going up that hill.
Is it the Thor Dark World? Is it then? Is it Winter Soldier? Or is it then Ultron?
So.
You could skip Age of Ultron, honestly.
No, I can't. He's got to watch it. It's not great, but it brings in Scarlet Witch. You have to watch it.
Yeah, not worth it. Not worth
it's
it.
It's not great.
If that's the only thing that it accomplishes, still not worth it.
Hey, you know what? Iron Man 2, still fine.
Sad. If you thought Iron Man 2 was fine, you're going to think Age of Ultron is fine.
Yeah. James Spader's awesome in it.
Yeah.
As a voice, you know.
I love James Spader.
Yeah.
I'm excited for you. Like, you're getting
into, like...
It's
like you're about
like,
to lose your virginity, and we love it. Like,
well, here's the thing, though.
You're getting into the good stuff.
On Sunday, when I was sick, I was like, man, I really should watch Iron Man 3 right now. I'm like, but I want to watch some of these Golden Globe movies, because I know I'll like them.
I disagree with him. I think Iron Man 3 is a very, very good movie. Very good seems strong. It's a good Marvel movie. I think it's way better than...
When Agent Poulsen died, I did shed a tear.
Yeah.
And then they fucked it up.
When they brought him back. Is it like a clone? I don't even know.
I don't watch that movie.
I don't watch that show. I watched the first season as like, yeah, I'm out.
Yeah.
Apparently it got good.
No, let's go. What were you rating? Let's go down. You're saying, comparatively speaking, Iron Man 3 was as good as what you were about to say?
I didn't say as good. I would say it's a good Marvel movie. I think...
Even a bad Marvel movie is pretty good.
Yeah.
Not counting Hulk, because that was not a Marvel movie when it was made. It was not in the Marvel
totally
studio.
Skip it. I don't hate it.
I don't hate it either. It was better than the first one.
Yeah.
The Eric Bana one.
When you get all done and you're like, you know what? Just to complete it, if you're a completionist, you should watch it.
I will.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not hurting anything.
The
it's
only
not going to
make
you mad.
The only thing it brings in is General Ross, which I think he's at the end of Iron Man.
Yeah, no, he was brought in Hulk.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Oh, no, I thought we were
but
still talking about Iron Man 3.
But he cameos into... Yeah. It ties into...
At the end of it, Robert Downey Jr. pops into the end of Hulk in the post-credits.
Yeah,
scene. Yeah.
But then General Ross pops in later. Does he show back up in Winter Soldier? Is that the
yes.
first time he shows back up?
Yep.
Yeah, he'll show up in Winter Soldier, and you'll be like, oh, there's this guy who's a general, doesn't mean anything to you, but other people who watch all of them be like, oh, that's the guy from Hulk.
Cool.
But that's it.
What else we got? And throw it to Missy. We'll throw it to you first, Bender, since Missy's not here.
I think I've gone through all my stuff.
Covered
I got
it all
nothing, man.
Today.
I think we've hit everything.
I have to pee. Let's go Blues. They've won 8 in a row. Awesome.
Then yeah. My final segment of throw it to Missy. Thanks for 2019. We did not. This was the least amount of episodes we put out since we've started.
It's been a busy year, man.
That said, we still managed to get out just under 50, which is
that's not bad.
Still pretty good for skipping a lot of weeks.
I mean, there's like, what, 64 weeks in a year?
This
52.
Is one.
Is it 52?
Yes.
Are you sure?
100%.
There's 37 states, so.
Yeah. Indubitably. What is it you say?
Waiting in angst over
here. So thanks for 2019. We're coming up on 200. We'll come up with something good for that week or two. We may even skip a week just to make sure all of our schedules align to make 200 so we can do something on camera, like with a game, so we could have some kind of good guest. We'll figure it out. Thanks to Matt F. Basler, Jim Ousley, Ben Sawyer, and Shane Presley, and even Tom for being our favorite guests of the year. Thanks to the people that voted.
Yeah.
I don't know that we have
so
anything
that was not
else.
To me.
So Tom says,
let's go Blue.
Hold on to your butts.
And we're playing the music. The second most important team in the draft. They're the number two ranked team in the power. I think it's so hard to go.
It is very hard.
But I think, though, that a lot of the critics that I've listened to are saying,